There's a few words in the parsha that we're going to read, Shabbos, Parsha's Kedushin, that have reverberated around the world throughout the generations. I don't know if there's anyone, certainly in most of our modern civilization, that isn't familiar with them. But with what they really mean requires not just a literal reading of the text, but an understanding of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is the explanation that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and passed down from every generation to generation, explaining the psukim, the ideas, the mitzvahs that we find in the written Torah and Torah Shebichsav. And the phrase that I'm referring to is in English, love thy neighbor as thyself. Who would know what that is in Hebrew? Ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Should love your friend, your fellow Jew, as you love yourself. Very basic concept in Torah thinking. Rabbi Akiva even said, and Rashi brings on this posuk, just a very short comment, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Zeklal Godel Batorah. This is a great major principle in the Torah, Vahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. But what exactly does it mean? What are the parameters? What's the idea? What's the concept? Why is it the Klal Godel Batorah? Why is it so important? How did it get so universally accepted? The whole world knows about this. This is what it's all about. The Gemara in Shabbos relates a famous story that I'm sure that everybody is aware of. It says a non-Jewish person came to Hillel and he said, teach me the whole Torah while I stand on one foot. Sounds like a bit of a chutzpah if you ask me. Doesn't sound like a person who's really too sincerely motivated or interested, but maybe he was. Maybe he just had ADD and he knew that he didn't have any more patience than the time that he could stand on one foot. Whatever it was, that was his request. Shammai, of course, told him to take a walk. That's inappropriate. I guess the question is inappropriate. But Hillel had a different shita. He embraced him and he said, I'm going to teach you the whole Torah as you stand on one foot. And he said to him the following words, and I quote, Mada aloch sani lechavroch lo yisavid. Ze kol hatera kula ve'idoch pirusha zil gmor. Literally those words mean, that which to you is hateful, do not do lechavroch to your friend. This is the whole Torah. The rest is explanation. Pirusha means explanation. What you mefarish, what you mafrish, what you take out of it, explanation. Zil gmor. Now go and learn, go and study. That's the message. Now, what does that message mean? Not so clear. Rashi explains the message, and he has two pshotim in that message. The first one, he says, he brings a pasuk in Mishlei, Re'achov Re'ovicha Al Tazov. Your friend and your father's friend, don't forsake. And he says that Madalochsan lechavroch, the friend that we're talking about over here, is Hashem. That which to you is hateful, don't do to Hashem. And he explains that when you have a relationship with a friend, you don't want to disappoint that friend. You don't want to double cross that friend. You don't want to stab. He doesn't use all these concepts, but that's the idea. You don't want to stab him in the back. You want to be loyal to that friend. You want to honor the conditions and the parameters of the friendship. And do the same thing with Hashem. Mada lochsani, that which to you is hateful in breaching, in breaking, in violating a relationship with Hashem, lechavroch to your ultimate friend, to Hashem, don't do. That's the whole Torah. And basically he was telling him that the whole Torah really is about maintaining our proper relationship with Hashem. That's what it is. It's this relationship that I have. He's my friend. We have a connection. We have a relationship. and the relationship has certain expectations, the relationship has certain agreements, the relationship has certain rules, and please, don't violate, don't breach, don't break, don't insult, don't undermine, don't distance yourself in that relationship. That's Kol HaTorah Kula. The rest is explanation, all the details of how you maintain that relationship and how not to break that relationship. Seal Gemara, now go and learn. Rashi says another pshat. He says, Lechavruch means your friend, your human friend, not Hashem. And the reason that that's Kol HaTorah Kula is because most of the mitzvahs of the Torah are dealing with mitzvahs bein olam lachaveroi. How to conduct ourselves between ourselves and our fellow men, and therefore, since most roiv of the mitzvahs are bein olam lachaveroi, so that's really the essence of the Torah. And it occurred to me this morning, using a principle that we have in studying of Torah, Torah Shebetzava, Torah Shebalpeh, Beikar, that maybe we could have a bit of a different insight into this Rashi. What do I mean? You know, when we find two different pirushim, two different explanations, or when we find machlokes, what we know to do is to narrow it as narrow as possible, not to make big machlokes. And it's very simple. Why? Because if a person has an intelligent concept, and there's another intelligent person, it's less likely that they're arguing between day and night. In other words, if we look outside and one person is saying, well, it's the middle of the day, and the other person says it's the middle of the night, somebody's very off. But if we look outside, I think, you know, it's about 45% cloudy today, and maybe there's a little bit, no, I think it's 52% cloudy, and there's a little bit light coming through. That's a more reasonable machlekes of intelligent people. Because intelligent people don't see things in completely opposite ways, because then somebody, or maybe both of them, would be off. The more intelligent people, the arguments will be very narrow, in a little bit, in a dimension, in a perception. So I'd like to narrow down this machlekes of the two pshotim in Rashi. It's a suggestion, and share it with you, because I think it may explain that they're both really going in the same direction. What do I mean? Hashem created the world. Hashem, in his unbelievable essence and desire, in human terms, to do chesed, created a world, created people, gave them opportunities to be able to eventually receive the greatest kindness. The ultimate kindness, we find, Chazal tell us, is to be in a close contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dveikus Bashem. Kirvas Elohim, David HaMelech said, Litoy. What's the ultimate good, David HaMelech said? My closeness to Hashem. And you have no idea, we have no idea of the power of that relationship. In this world alone, let alone in the eternal world, of being close to Hashem. But the person who lives this world with a close connection to Hashem, he's strong. He's capable. He's confident. He's ready to face whatever may come his way because he has that connection with Hashem. It gives him strength. It gives him optimism. It gives him insight. It gives him wisdom. And it gives him coping skills when things don't seem to go the way he would like, because he knows Hashem is in control and Hashem loves him and everything Hashem does is for the good. And even though on the surface it doesn't seem the way he would like to see it. But he knows that Hashem runs the world, and Hashem does good, and therefore this too is good. Gamzu letoiv, as Nochem Ish Gamzu said, even though he may not be able to see that good right now. So that relationship with Hashem is the ultimate good. Now, maybe the machlokes, the two pshotim in Rashi, is in that concept. In other words, what's the first trap? Don't breach your relationship with Hashem. Hillel told this guy, listen, God is your friend. He's your best friend. Keep that relationship alive and well. Do that which you have to do in order to maintain that relationship. Don't cheat on him. Don't stab him in the back. Don't disappoint him. And you'll have that wonderful, meaningful, uplifting relationship all of your life. And it'll even take you beyond to the next world. Fine. What's the next shot? Lechavruch refers to your friend. Because most of the mitzvahs are in Ol Mechaveiro. Rashi actually says in the first pshat that the reason that Hillel used the word friend for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because that's the only way we can relate to a relationship with Hashem. A relationship with Hashem. I talk sometimes about relationships and people look at me like I'm out of my mind. I know how to have a relationship with a person. I talk to him, he talks to me, we go out, we do, we play ball together, we're friends, we whatever we do. But relationship with Hashem, what? It's a very abstract concept. It stems, it can be understood, it can begin to be felt when I know how to have a relationship with my fellow man. Human relationships lead to a deeper relationship with Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech, when he wanted to describe in Shir HaShirim the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Hashem, couldn't find a better moshul than the loving relationship between a husband and wife, a chosen and kala. Because that gives us a sense of relationship. Otherwise, what's a relationship? Everybody's by himself. I do my thing, you do your thing. No, we're connected. We honor each other. We love each other. We care for each other. We're sensitive to each other. We give to each other. We're concerned for each other. This relationship is a stepping stone to appreciate what it means to have a loving relationship with Hashem. So I would suggest that even the pshat that says chavrecha means your real friend. But you know why that's the essence of Kol HaTorah Kula? Zeh Kol HaTorah Kula? Because the Torah is about maintaining that relationship with Hashem. And the question is the best way to describe that to this goy by telling him, hey, look at Hashem as your friend, and that way you'll develop the relationship? Or is the best way to say, no, the other pshat is, focus on your relationship with your friends. And through that focus, through that development, through what you have learned and expanded in your human relationships, now you're more capable of having that relationship with Hashem, which is really the tachlis of Kol HaTorah Kula. And according to this, if I'm correct, and I don't know for sure, then the machlekes is really not as big. It's not like the essence of the Torah is connection to Hashem. The essence of the Torah is your relationship with Olam Chaveiro. No. It's all about. That's Hashem created us because He wanted to do chesed. The ultimate chesed for us is to be close to Hashem. That does what nothing else in this world, all the money and all the power and all the fame and all the anything you may have, can't do as much for us in terms of making us feel good, making us feel good about ourselves, and making us feel happy, and making us feel confident in benefiting us in every way as that relationship with Hashem. But the question is, how do you get there? Do you focus directly, well, Hashem is my friend, and therefore I have to act accordingly? Or do you first fine-tune the friend relationships, and through that, be able to come to a relationship with Hashem? That's a thought, you know, something to ponder. But what is very clear, and that's something that I think we should all be aware of, we've discussed here many times, and I'm not going to bore you or waste your time reviewing it again, but in very brief terms, the definition of happiness is feeling good about oneself. What could make me feel better about oneself than the closest relationship with the Creator Himself? If I have that personal connection, if I could say, me and Hashem, we're like this, we're tight. Ooh. I want to tell you a little interesting scenario. One of the guys in the yeshiva was home for Pesach, lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he just came back a few days ago. So he tells me the following. He says he came back, he got a free ticket, you know, I think it was even a two-way ticket, a free ticket, because he was bringing in two big pieces of art to go to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the president of the United States, in case you haven't heard. Okay? Two big pieces of art to go to Donald Trump. And I'll tell you, he didn't deliver them himself to the White House. He gave it to someone who's delivering it. Trump will not know probably that he brought it here at any point. He's not going to get a thank you letter, you know, from signed by the president that thank you for bringing this art to me. But just the fact that he had a connection, such an indirect connection. He was beaming. What? I brought this artwork. It's going to hang in, I don't know where it's going to hang, you know, maybe in the storage room, but it's going to hang in the White House, let's say, and I'm the guy that brought it to the president. Imagine if I had a real close relationship. Imagine if I had a close relationship, not with a mortal president who's here today and dumped tomorrow. And every place he goes, they protest. What that's all about. But anyway, but no, with the Bnei Olam, with the Creator, with the eternal controller of this universe. It's a whole different relationship. So it's Kedai Rabbi Yisai for us to develop that relationship. One way to develop it is to look and realize that Hashem is our friend. Hashem has put us in this world. He does chesed with us. Let's maintain that relationship. And the other way to get there is let's strengthen our relationship in Olam Chaveiro. Let's talk with respect and love to our parents. Let's talk with respect and friendship to our friends. Let's talk even with respect and appreciation to our teachers in Rebbeim. Let's fine-tune our skills, our interpersonal, our people skills, in dealing with people and not hurting their feelings and not saying bad about them and not insulting them, in giving to them and helping them in every way possible. And that will not only elevate us to a higher level of humanity, which will make us feel good about ourselves and make us happy, but it will elevate us to a level of godliness, which will certainly make us feel good about ourselves, and it will eventually lead us to a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will be the ultimate sense of validation of feeling good about myself, and actually the fulfillment of the purpose of creation. Because the greatest chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do to Klal Yisrael is to give us the opportunity to forge that relationship with Him.